Nobody messes with my bonsai.
I think this is turning into a bit of a creepy episode, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's all fun and games now, but I suspect something's about to happen.
Fall gonna end in ectoplasm.
Oh, no.
Get out there and slay them, kid.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
So here we are at another rather nice domestic scene.
Yes,
for the opening shot.
70s.
Oh, God, the colours are amazing. I know. Yeah.
Look at those curtains.
Just the level of saturation as well, just on the film itself, is
beautiful, isn't it?
It really is.
So what year are we talking here, Chris, for this episode?
This is the second series, so 73-ish,
yeah.
I think. It's near the end of the series as well.
I see. And how many episodes in total did they make?
52.
Okay.
That's a good run,
isn't it?
So it's tied with Twizzle as the most episodes they did of a show. And
there's Eartha Kitt.
There she is, yeah. Are you a bit worried?
With an ostrich sitting on her, by the look of it.
So is this pre or post Catwoman?
Post.
Post Catwoman.
Yeah.
So she's a big name by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously pre-Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good in that. She's so funny. It's amazing. Her and Patrick Warburton is like a comedy duo.
So this is her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
By the looks of her face, everything is not quite how it should be.
She's got a lot on her mind.
Right. It's not particularly dialogue heavy, this one, is it?
No, I like it. No, but...
But I liked Quest for Fire.
Oh?
Which is probably about the same time, actually.
Yeah.
Which is a 3-hour film with no dialogue.
Right.
It's a very early Ron Perlman.
Okay, so it looks like there's been a bit of a wild party overnight and she wasn't invited and people have left their...
Someone's messed with her bonsai.
Yeah.
Nobody messes with my bonsai.
I mean, this is such a lovely scene for an actor. Got no lines to learn.
She's got platinum discs.
It's Eartha Kitt.
Oh, is it? Is it Eartha Kitt playing Eartha Kitt?
It isn't. But it is Eartha Kitt playing a songer. Oh,
yeah.
A songer. I like to call them songers. Yes. Other people call them singers.
I prefer songer. So what was in that glass? It was like gelatinous.
Yes. Ectoplasm or something.
Looked possibly non-Newtonian to me. A bit like custard. Means you can run on it. So that's good.
What is the name of the, like, cornflower and things when it's...
It's non-Newtonian.
Is that the actual phrase?
Yeah, that is the phrase.
There you go.
That's creepy. Creepy!
I think this is turning into a bit of a creepy episode, isn't it?
It's turning into a Sapphire and Steel, yeah.
Wow. Batman!
So it was ectoplasm.
Yeah. And we're into the opening
into titles. There's a car that's been identified.
Yeah.
That's from Russia with Love, that helicopter shot.
Oh, yes. The dog?
The dog.
That's a dog. Great dog.
Isn't it? Hello. Room service.
She's not in this episode, I don't think.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
It's a shame. She does bring a bit of glamour to
proceedings. She does, yeah. But I think we've got Tony Anholt, so...
Great.
Yeah,
so that's right. Robert Vaughn in. I mean, obviously, he's been in loads. I'm just trying to place...
Man from Uncle, famously.
Man from Uncle, yeah.
Yeah, but loads of other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Terry Nation.
Terry Nation, creator of the Daleks.
Yes.
I did not know that.
And Blake Seven.
Yeah.
More coffee? I've been round to all the doors in the window. No sign of forcing. Nothing at all.
Somebody was here last night.
Some cream?
I checked the doors myself.
And this is Kieran Moore, who was a villain in a lot of these ITC shows.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah, he's got the face for it.
He has, yeah.
Looks like kind of an evil Rob Brydon.
I think you find Rob Brydon's pretty evil.
Ooh.
You never believe me anyway. Listen, shall I phone the theatre? Cancel the rehearsal for today.
Oh, no, I'm all right.
Shouldn't have left you alone.
Very unprofessional to cancel a rehearsal.
It's your fault. Fog bound in Paris.
Okay, so we've established she's a singer and there's weird stuff happening in her flat.
Yep, and she's got a lot of...
weird in glasses.
Shows to do and such.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Where's my kitten?
Oh, little in-joke.
Yeah, like it.
Thank you.
What the? Okay, this is turning into a weird episode.
Backwards.
Is it dabbling with the paranormal, Chris?
I'm getting paranormal vibes.
Too, yeah. If not, how is this all going to be explained? I bet she can't make two notes at once come out of her nose.
She might be able to. I want to get into subharmonics next, but that's the kind of, that's more Tibetan.
Okay, that's when you come and see us next time.
Give me a couple of months. She's a bubble
burst before it's time. I mean, I wonder how old she was here, because in my lifetime, she was always quite old.
Yeah.
But she looks kind of 20s.
Is she still alive? No.
I don't think she is. Oh. Don't think she is.
Joe, would you pick it up at A flat 9th and the 5th bar, please? It's like, well, maybe.
I like the way he's in his suit and tie for rehearsal.
Yeah.
Is that the way things are done, Newton?
Always. I definitely haven't recorded entire albums in my pants.
Of course, yeah. But not the videos, I hope. It's a really nice, affecting performance, actually, isn't it?
And you do think, obviously you're thinking Shirley Bassey all the way through when you know that that was the
idea. Yes.
But this is good.
Yeah.
Joe, would you go from D, please?
Oh, from D, yes, of course.
I've had my plea. That's a very large bit of paper. Is that A1?
She's got her glasses.
I think it's a poster for the show. That's not who I think it is.
It is. Who
is that
you think
Kate
it is?
O'Mara?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Bernard Kay as well.
Ah.
Also a Doctor Who regular.
Such a fast vibrato.
And as is so often with the Protectors, not an awful lot is happening.
No, but again, I think I've said that's one of the strengths of the show. The format is so loose that you can tell any kind of story, really.
Well, we're effectively in the middle of a ghost story, aren't we?
Well, yes.
And that is Gretchen Franklin, I think.
Is it?
From EastEnders. Used to play... Ethel, I think?
Yeah.
At the moment, it's got a hint of Scooby-Doo about it. With the ghost layer. And also partly because the other woman was in like a bright orange jumper and
yes.
Kind of pinged it.
Coffee?
So where was this principally shot, Chris? I mean, where was the studio stuff? Was it Pinewood or Shepperton or something?
I think a lot of it was on location for the most part. This I don't think is
I wonder which theatre this is.
Yeah.
Probably Watford or something, I would think.
Trying to think if I played it. If it's still there.
What, the palace?
You've got eyes. She's on the edge. I think she's going to crack. Oh. She's not going to make that opening.
Carrie's special.
All right, she's a star.
That is a fabulous moustache.
Isn't it?
Yes. He's done very well there.
Ever considered a moustache as part of your look?
No, I've never done it. I mean, I went...
Be brave, wouldn't
the
it?
The kind of Amish... face frame for a while, which is the no moustache and just around the outside.
Yes.
Looking back on it, horrendous. Despise it now, but I did have it for a while. But that's because my girlfriend at the time would not let me have a moustache.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine that.
So things are getting serious enough that we've had to call in Robert Vaughan.
Yes.
Yeah.
To do what exactly? Give her a good talking to?
Well, just make sure she's all right and not
ready
going
for the opening night,
not
yeah.
going mad, yeah.
It's a strange case for him to get involved in.
Yeah, well, he's probably not got much on the go this time of year.
Yeah, panto season.
Yeah.
She tried to take her own life.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay, things are taking a serious turn.
All right, let's try it again. Where's Carrie?
Where's Carrie?
Could somebody find Miss Lane for me, please?
That was quite Matt Berry. Where's Carrie?
Where is Carrie?
I think she must have gone to her dressing room. All right, I'll try and find her.
She's in the place where he told her to go. He wouldn't have known that.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What?
What's she going to do?
Devil. hell, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but why, Carrie? Why?
Oh, why are her eyes like...
They're amazing.
They've gone full June. It's like the blue's coming out of her eyes and into her skin.
All the colours are very vivid on these jackets and such.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
So nice.
Gosh.
Swoon.
Who's her understudy? Oh, Shirley Bassey. Forgot.
Yes, of course.
Who else can we get? Yeah.
That's it for today.
Same time tomorrow.
I wouldn't count on it.
Ah. Okay. Off we go then. To the pub.
I didn't. Just in general investigation of all things.
I mean, you wouldn't get that from watching this episode, would you?
What no, exactly? I'm just trying to ascertain his job title at this point.
The show doesn't really ever explain properly what these people are. It's just he's got a detective organisation.
Okay.
People can come to him with problems or call him in for problems. Just because it's called The Protectors, they don't actually do a lot of protecting by and large. It's more sort of... enjoying themselves around the glamour spots of Europe, mostly.
Oh, well, nice.
And some cold days filming in London.
That's right.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, is that more of that... Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah, more ectoplasm.
Well, I don't know what we're supposed to be thinking now.
We're thinking something's up.
Yeah.
But we
why is she
that.
Drinking brown custard?
Yeah.
When are you seeing her again? Tonight. Where, at the theatre?
Yep. This is a gorgeous set.
So this is Harry's flat?
Yes.
Seems fine. Yes. It opens in 2 days.
It's lovely.
Apparently, Weeks West put her back in town. But you're not convinced, huh?
Do you know a show called Stereophonic that's on in the West End?
Yes. I haven't seen it yet.
You must. I think it finishes in February, but only the fashions are exactly what
Is it this time period?
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Basically, she was suffering from nervous exhaustion. It's not at all uncommon for someone who's subjected to the sort of pressure that Miss Blaine is almost constantly under.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more thing.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Recognize that? Yes. Yes, it's a mild stimulant. And up. Yeah.
Ooh.
And suppose someone were...
I recognize this other actor as well from things, generally.
I suppose it might produce mild hallucinations.
So someone's been...
Clock-related hallucinations.
Yeah.
That would account for the gelatinous nature.
I want another spot up on the front line. We'll stop that banging to 40 minutes.
Are you happier with the size of the libretto this time, Newton, or is it
still no, the libretto's great. It's amazing. I mean, the paper's still weirdly broadsheety.
What
about the pap? Chaos, always the same.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great.
Carrie, could you come and stand your mouth to the opening, please? Just one
I'll be right there.
You know, these lamps still aren't bright.
Bad rehearsal, good show.
How many layers is Robert Vaughan wearing here? It must be very warm in there.
Yeah.
Reason given for the postponement.
Another great moustache.
Yeah. A Zapata, I think, isn't it?
And I suppose that you read in something far more profound than that. Would you say, as this could be considered in some ways a comeback, that the opening is a make-or-break situation for Miss Blaine?
Right.
I would say... question is irrelevant. She'll be a smash.
I don't understand why he's kind of acting like he's her agent. Why is that guy asking Robert Vaughan about her opening night?
I think he's a journalist.
Why would you go to Robert Vaughan, though?
Because Robert Vaughan's the only one not doing anything at this moment.
Yeah.
May as well talk to him.
I mean, I go to Robert Vaughan with all my issues.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Goody, everybody over to my place for a drink.
Well, listen, darling, shouldn't you rest?
Oh, don't be silly. I won't be able to sleep anyway.
I mean, it's obviously him, isn't it?
Well, just because he plays the villain in everything ever, you assume it must be him.
Wow, she's sprightly.
Off she goes. Wind her up and watch her go. I mean, it's all fun and games now, but I suspect something's about to happen.
It's all going to end in ectoplasm.
Yes.
Not too affordable. I'll get you a coffee. Thank you.
Oh, Robert Vaughan isn't going to dance for us. Nah.
Shame. Nah. Well, what was Robert Vaughan's relationship with the series, do you think, Chris?
Strained.
Yes.
In a word, yeah.
Right.
He couldn't get used to the English way of doing things.
Ah,
okay. He was also very used to being treated as the star. And he had a bit of a a pit bull of an agent who was a thorn in everyone's side.
Right.
Yeah, so in subsequent decades, he warmed to it.
Okay.
A bit, but yeah.
I'd love to stay, Carrie, but Nellie is in need of care and protection.
But also, he was a strong opponent of the Vietnam War. So at this point, he was like, I'll take anything that gets me out of America.
Really? Okay.
Wow,
quite,
okay.
He was quite keen to do this.
Why is he taking her?
Yeah.
Taking her home? Hasn't been explained. It's just
after the party, I'll drop you home.
Maybe she doesn't have a car.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is a library track from somewhere.
Yeah, almost certainly, I think.
So they did use some real songs in this show.
Ah.
That's getting late, darling. We must not disturb the neighbours.
Are you going out?
Just to put the car away. I won't be 5 minutes.
Leave it.
What?
Leave it.
But don't be silly. And look, leave the clearing up. The woman can do it in the morning.
Mario.
Ah, oh, don't leave me alone.
No.
With the ghosts.
And the clock.
That's Tony Anholt. We had his son on the podcast, Christian Anholt.
No way.
He's really sweet. He's an actor in his own right. Tony died relatively young.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Well, we've got some handheld camera work going on here, yes, which doesn't bode well.
Oh, dear.
That ain't no ghost.
Lovely lighting on the eyes there, though.
Speaking of lighting, I rewatched the original kind of Addams Family film.
Oh, yeah.
And Angelica Houston's lighting is
right.
Just amazing. It must have been such a nightmare every time she moved, because the light just stays across her eyes, and it's literally like black.
Yeah.
Up and about. Like, it's astonishing.
Amazing.
Who are you?
I mean, really, this so far could be a stage play, couldn't it? This could be a mystery.
It's got that feel
it
of...
It really does, yeah.
Sleuth, actually.
Yes. And only a couple of locations, the theatre and and her flat, really.
Joe. It's happening, Joe. No, I can't explain it, Joe. Hurry over.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how her chap is out of the... out of the flat when it's happening, isn't it?
And there are the voices again.
Please, please, please. Tissue, tissue, they all fall down.
Oh,
blimey.
Wow. Well, actually, this solid is hit.
Quite disturbing, isn't it, as well?
Who is it?
Mario, Mario, Mario.
So this isn't the usual sort of run-of-the-mill fare for the Protectors, is it? Normally, watching
it's normally
gun runners and...
shootouts and bad guys and such, yeah.
Oh! That was one hell of a jump.
Mario, Mario.
Wow.
That was off a trampoline.
That must have been.
Definitely,
that
was
astonishing.
Yeah.
But she just got driven away.
Hang on, but she knows more than she's letting on as well.
I think. Oh, no.
Oh,
he's a bad guy.
Yes, Joe is on his way over.
Good. That gives us 30 minutes. Right, let's get on with it.
Hey?
Ring a ring a roses. A pocket full of posies.
Oh, dear. And she trusted him.
Yes. Sarah and I. We are going to kill you and make it look like suicide.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Sure.
You're terribly rich. We'll enjoy that.
It's a simple case of overdose, and then faithful Joe will find you, but just too late.
I mean, they're real tears.
Oh, she's pre-died. She's doing the job for us.
What about the car?
All taken care of.
What?
Now, on the rug there was that thing that she hit him with earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
I noticed in a much earlier shot it was already on the rug. So, yeah, there's a lot of continuity there.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
It's Joe the pianist.
Okay, now, so...
Why are they answering the phone and not the door? Surely the...
Hello, murderers.
My name's Paul Boucher. I'm an associate of Harry Rule.
I'd open the door if I were you.
Your little game is over.
Oh.
Okay, but so far, all of this would have happened without Robert Vaughan being involved. There hasn't been much detecting or...
No.
Really? You know?
Although he's probably at the door.
Well, yeah, but up until now, but he might as well not have been in the episode.
He saw the thing in the mug.
Why knock on the door and ring at the same time?
Yes, that's just confusing.
Her life is in danger, I'm going to knock on the door. Yes.
They should have emailed her as well.
There was a telegram. Yeah.
WhatsApped
her. There was a pigeon on the way.
Yeah, in any other episode, he would have broken that door down.
And yes.
Why he waited, but...
Hi. I've been to wish you good luck.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, it's not necessary.
I barely did anything.
Yeah, I really did a lot. I knocked on a door.
They were feeding you a stimulant. It would have gone undetected if I had noticed that it congealed in your coffee.
Okay, that's basically all you did. And we had noticed that from the first scene.
We should be detectives.
Yeah.
Sorry. Disillusioned?
I mean, you.
5 minutes, Miss Blade.
I can't go out there, Harry. I can't go. I mean, what's the reason for going out there? What if I'm okay?
Because you're amazing. Get out there and slay them, kid.
I like this bit, though.
Thousands of people out there in the audience.
Thousands?
Thousands.
How big is the theatre?
But the Watford Palace?
See your films, buy your records.
Ah.
To me, that's a lot of love.
Oh. It's not often you seem sentimental.
Oh, here she goes.
Yeah.
You could really see Shirley Bassey belting this out.
Yeah, but this is just as good, isn't it? In no way is this, you know, a compromise.
She's incredibly far away from that microphone. I'm just, I'm not poking holes in it, but that was a long way.
Fair enough.
For microphone technique.
Yeah. And what's weird is none of these people have paid for their seats. They're just standing in the wings and watching.
Yeah.
Well, they saw it through the rehearsals.
I'm glad she's not doing kind of crying singing.
Right.
Because, you know, your voice does that kind of high thing.
Yeah.
Telling me I'm old now since I lose my mind.
But there's a lot going on behind the eyes as well. I'm not sure you'd get with Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Do anything this week. Just realized.
All this would have happened without me.
Yes.
Well,
lovely.
And now for the theme song.
Oh, there we go. You might know this song as well. Tony Christie.
Oh, Tony Christie. Yeah. Actually, speaking of mic technique, I saw him live 2 years ago.
Oh.
It's literally like watching him play a trombone. It's astonishing. Wow. Every time he goes higher, he moves it further away.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, oh,
incredible.
So nuts.
Well, for my money, that was quite a slight tail, but really saved by Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt smashed it.
I mean, you don't
I'm a big fan.
You know, In no way was that a second best performance. I can't imagine Shirley Bassey doing it as well. Certainly not better.
I mean, vocally, it would have been different.
Sure, absolutely.
But acting-wise, has Shirley Bassey done...
No,
that would have been her acting
debut. That would have been, yeah. And she only would have been the only acting she ever did.
Probably, I don't think
she's... I've never seen her, I think.
Her appearances on Morecambe and Wise, I suppose there's a slight element of acting.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But not a dramatic piece.
No.
So there we are. That's The Protectors that we've introduced you to there.
I like that a lot. I love it. It's great.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm really into it.
Tempted to sit down and watch the other 51 episodes?
Quite possibly, yeah.
How long have you got?
Oh, now? I've got an Astro pickup.
Yeah, fair enough. Chris, where can we find The Protectors at the moment?
You can find The Protectors on DVD and on ITVX, and I believe it's shown most weekdays on ITV4.
Great.
But it's on at like 2:30 in the morning just to make up the schedule. So
fair enough.
It's not highlighted, but it is on regularly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good to know.
Newton, thank you so much for
joining us.
Absolute
pleasure, thank you very much.
Last time and this time to watch an episode on The Randomizer with us. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Oh,
and we'll see you again.
Yeah, I'll be back. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye for now.
Let's get started. Let's go.
Spectrum is green.
That was an Anderson Entertainment production.